Blog Talk Radio.
Christmas, I
every Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. That are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the faith allows. Shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now. No.
Come be the Mother Nature. Yeah, they say to forget you, to let you go. You're not here. Well, I can't keep explaining what they'll never understand, and why I'm here every year. I come here every year, every Christmas.
Smooth sounds of Luther.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our trust will be out of sight.
when times are bad and you're feeling sad, I want you to always remember, yes, there's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart gotta run. I know there's a place in the sun.
This song is for all the cheaters out there. Been cheating on their loved one, especially a young lady who was once in my life. This song is for you and old Dirty Jody. When you get hungry, you better call Jody. When the bills get high, high, girl, you better call Jody.
Call Jody,
'cause I'll be long, long
I'm gonna let y'all hear a little something. It ain't new no more, but you probably never heard it. And my father-in-law, he always wanted to cut an album, and he got a chance to do that before he passed away. Old Mississippi boy, walking down the side of the highway a lot of times, and I remember one time he told me he had got kidnapped by some white folks, and they took him to a bar and made him play all day long. So he, as he got older and everything in age, somebody gave him opportunity to cut a little CD. I've been playing it a little bit on here. If people don't know what it is, I'm just gonna let's give y'all this one right quick. Robertson, that was my father-in-law. So he got a chance to complete his dream of having his own album. Yes, sir. We're going to move a little forward. Huh? What'd you say?
That was good.
Oh, yeah. He got some more. I got a few more on here. Yeah. So we're going to move on forward a little bit here.
Ooh.
When did you stop loving me? What did I do so wrong that you had to leave? When did you stop warning me? No letters, no calls. Could you know I'm needed? Baby, this thing is to get told. On my mind, my body is so
kill Gerald LaVert, and he already dead. Oh, that was a Gerald LaVert imposter. I ought to fry his ass. Yeah, let me fry the Gerald LaVert imposter. Yeah, I'm going to delete that shit as soon as I can and go find a real one. That's one of my cuts, and he cut it up. He cut it up. All right, we're going to move forward a little bit.
Money, 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 money.
I was just doing this because I didn't figure nobody be open on Christmas Eve. But, you know, if y'all got a discussion or want to make say something, just raise your hand and we gonna hear.
Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all, I want to mention something right quick because Friday, I mean, shit, today Friday, y'all know I'm still fucked up. Wednesday, you know, I threw a show after I had got out the hospital. And we were discussing, you know, people throwing races on top of people. And somebody had threw a race on top of drag. But he sounded like he was a little upset. But at the same time, he know he is going to do his thing. And then the next day, I was looking on Facebook, and I thought I saw a post saying that he wasn't going to have his event at 41 this year because 41 threw a bracket race on top of his date. I'm like, wow. So if y'all know anything about that, hit the one button. Let's talk about it. Uh-oh, I ain't got nobody to hit the one button. Well, I guess you're going to have to go ahead and find a couple of more songs to play. If y'all feel like talking, like I said again, let's hit the one button. But I would have really liked to have that discussion and see if that's true. Let's see. What's going down?
Have you ever listened to anything by Mahalia Jackson?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's been a long time since I listened to Mahalia, but I'm pretty sure I can go find her. Any particular song?
No, I like all of them. That's what I came up on. You know, that lady, man, I tell you, that was a talented lady back then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if you can find
Mahalia Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to find some right quick. All right, just give me a minute. I'm going to throw this on while I look. All right.
He's all the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey,
he saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else around
can only see
the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around
can
only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am. Help me sing it, yeah, girl. And that he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm his.
Said it doesn't matter what
it
I did.
Matter what
he only sees me for who
he
I am.
He only sees
yeah.
me for who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a witness tonight. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
Saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
Started out as a fantasy, and now you're laying next to me. Your conversation stimulates, it's even better than my dream. But wait, just grab the oil from the nightstand. Music's playing as you rub it in. Ooh, I hate to think this has to end. You hush me up, it's just the beginning. Ooh.
Oh.
Now,
and put it on your phone. Come back. heaven.
You can't leave, you can't leave. Girl, I'll stand outside your house.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory.
Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, boy, hurry to Sunday school, filled with the Lord of glory. We learned the whole story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Savior? Place no one above you, sweet Savior.
Seems so funny, no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy, seeing with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song.
Always winning, yeah. My, 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 my.
I love you,
I love you,
tonight. Behold, out of heaven there shone a holy light. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere, Lord. Go tell it on the mountain.
Big Eddie, you all right? Hey, Eddie. Hey, Big Eddie. Big Eddie.
Oh, I'm sitting there talking to you and got my mic muted and everything, but you know, I was just saying that I gave a dedication to the mothers of the world, the Sadies, you know, and now here I am. I want to give a dedication to the good fathers because it seems like no matter what we do, sometimes we ain't recognized. You know, they look at us a whole different way. And I know I've been a good father and I've done whatever I could for my family, but at the same time, you don't get the same credit. So tonight I'm going to give us credit again. And dedicate the good father.
Very worthy of and as well too.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Yeah, Big Eddie, let me tell you something about that.
Yeah.
No matter what you and the wife go through or whoever, those kids, you have brought those kids in this world. So you supposed to be with them to the end. Regardless if they're bad or smart or whatever they get themselves in, you got to keep on talking to them, keep working with them, and keep being their father, no matter whatever the situation is.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. If we would all get together and think like that, do you know we've been getting along much better? Sure, some of them are hard-headed.
Oh,
some
of
them want to fight you. They want to do this and that. But you got to pick your time when you go to them and keep in their mind that I am your father or I am your mother. So, and you got to hang in there.
Yeah.
You can't give up. I mean, if
that's
you have a problem with your marriage or whatever, that ain't got nothing to do with them kids.
Yeah, nothing to do
with it.
But do you know what the sad part about it is? That when they get mad at you, they teach the kids against you. And they're going to listen to the mother. Yes, sir.
But you got to get in their mind that Father's Day, I'm a father every day. This is not only some day that somebody say it's Father's Day today. If I was your father only for one day, then, man, I'd be in good shape. I wouldn't have to worry about getting up, working, and do nothing else. But I'm your father every day.
That's right.
Or I'm your mother every day.
Every day.
I got to get up and make sure that, you know, I'm presenting myself like a father or a mother, you know. And hopefully that y'all catch on, y'all do something for yourself. Make it much easier for all of us. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Nobody put their hand up, huh?
Yeah, man.
How's y'all weather?
It was about 50-something today. It was about in the 50s today.
Oh, that's same here.
It wasn't too bad.
Here.
Yeah.
This is 60-something.
Yeah.
It's 60-something tomorrow here.
Is that right?
Y'all going to get nice and warm? Y'all going to get warm up tomorrow? Huh?
I think so. I didn't look at it. Well, the news is on right now, but I wasn't paying no attention. I'm sitting here just enjoying the show, hanging out with you and the guys that's sitting there listening to the music. I hope I bought him some kind of pleasure tonight, you know.
Yeah,
some of the guys that came on. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, see, it's always a pleasure when you got something going on. When it ain't nothing going on, then it ain't nothing. But at least you came to the table.
Yeah.
And you was in the hospital. You weren't even supposed to come to the table. Man, I'm going to tell you, I really appreciate you. I mean, I
Thank
enjoy
you.
Sitting back. You believe it or not, I learn a lot from these shows because I get a chance
yeah.
to listen at different people and the way different people think and the way they operate. And that really helps me out in life. So it ain't always my way all the time. There's another man that's talking or a woman that, you know, I can relate to or got some similarities
yes,
with somebody.
Yeah.
And then once I sit
yeah.
back and listen for a while, then I can get something from that.
Yes, sir. Yes, mm-hmm. sir. You know, I know.
I appreciate it.
You know,
well,
a lot of times, you know, I don't, you know, try to get up on my only day that I can relax on Sunday. And I, you know, don't go to church, you know. So when Willie Dog and Dean them started doing that thing on Tuesday, and I started listening, I say, I can get my blessings right here. And I started listening
mm-hmm.
to them guys every Tuesday. You know,
mm-hmm.
unless it slipped my mind, I'm on there every Tuesday. And I'm listening to them. I feel that I get my lessons right there. You know, without having to
yeah.
jump up in, on a Sunday morning and try to make it to somebody's church. You know.
Yeah, church is wherever you're at.
It's easier for me. Yeah.
Church is wherever you're at. Church is wherever you're at. Wherever you want to serve and whatever that's
church. Right.
And
that's
right. You know, you're doing yourself a great job. And that's why God keeping you around and keeping you coming on these shows. I mean, it might not be nobody on here talking right now, but believe me, the moment
yeah.
is going to come because everybody needs somebody,
oh, yeah.
you know, and God
yes,
puts you in place so you can bring other people around each other so we can, you know, understand each other and have something to do. Wasn't for you, you know, a whole bunch of people wouldn't have nothing to do, you know. So
yes,
don't worry about it. They're going to catch up and they're going to come on. They're going to be around, you know. People, you know, they got a lot of things they're doing, last minute shopping, last minute everything, dealing with people they haven't seen in a while, all year or whatever. And this time of year right now, everybody celebrates one time. That's why I said, every day to me is Christmas, every day is New Year's, every day is my birthday, every day is I'm a father, every day my ex was a mother. So, you know, I'm not going to take one day and gonna make one day out of anything because that one day is designed to take everything you got and have you in the hole until the next time it comes. So I'm not going to put myself in that bad situation. Sure, tomorrow is Christmas. I'm going to have some steak, some shrimp. I'm going to hook up a nice little old pot, some carrots and celery and green peppers and stuff like that. But, I mean, I'm not going overboard whereas I'll be in a hole until
yeah.
this year come. You know, I ain't going to put myself
yeah.
in a hole like that. I can't dig out of there.
Right.
I ain't going to try it. I did it when I was young and didn't know no better, but now I know better.
That's
and
right.
A lot of people is caught up in that right
yes,
now.
Yes, sir.
You know, parties and all that. And you'd be surprised how many people going to lose their life, you know, through this weekend holiday, going to lose their life, and how many people going to have a good time. It ain't all bad, but still, you know, I'm not putting myself in there, one of those categories, or take a chance on none of it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to stay
yeah.
neutral.
Well, you know, it seems like when people start speaking the word, you know, people get scared.
Mm-hmm.
They run away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
oh, yeah.
I was the same way, but at the same time, I always listen to certain things. But, you know, I would hear, you know, some of the things some people say about it. And I said, one day, I sat there and just started listening. And I said, right there at that point, I'm not running from this no more. I'm going to listen. But a lot of people start hearing people speak the words and they run away from it. They laugh and they try to joke about it. And, hey, I guess they try to put a bead in on who the messenger is. It don't matter who he used for a messenger. It's that you listen and get the message. I think that's the way it should go. It ain't about who the messenger is. Because
mm-hmm.
ain't none of us. And none of us perfect, and we all had our flaws, and we still got them.
Well, Eddie, the way you look at that, just like God said he would never turn his back, you know, forsake none of us, or, you know, judge any of us, you know, or let another man judge us. Let's put it that way. Let another man judge us. So in other words, to me,
right,
you know, we all, just like you said, been through a lot of things, and we don't ask for that point, for that forgiveness and all this, man. And all we can do from that point is just go forward. Because ain't nobody, you know, perfect. Nobody. Either somebody going to take some money from somebody, charge them too much rent, or beating the devil like the kids. I don't care if the best person in the world. They're doing something other, you know, a sin that ain't no worse than what men were sinning. But the fact means, you know,
that's
they're
right.
real bad. And we can't be sitting there looking at ourselves like that for the rest of our life. Because you need a good feeling in your life. If you don't have some type of God feel in your life or God thoughts in your life, what you think you're going to do? No, you're going to lose it. You cannot make it by yourself. No matter what you do, we all have been through a lot. And when it gets down sometimes, I mean, if we ain't got that on the end of our tongue, God this or God help me or God give me another chance or whatever, something like that, where do you think we'd be at? We've been already gone. So, we're going to lose it. So, like I said, you never can be afraid to reach out there and listen at the word or get the word or whatever, something like that. You take in what you want to take in, but you get the word, you know, and keep yourself scrambling up strong and stuff like that so you can keep moving on. Just like you got health issues, I got health issues. So if we don't have, you know, something other to help pull us through here, where do you think we're going to be at?
That's right.
A lot of pain.
Right.
Being a lot of pain and no help. So, you know, you can't
he didn't pull me through another.
You can't worry about what the next person thinks.
He didn't pull me through another episode. That's right.
Uh-huh.
He didn't pull me through another episode, and I'm grateful.
There you go. And you, if Tuesday and Monday works for you, you know, to give you something to think about, you know, and make you feel good, hey, man, that's a great thing. You know, got over another hump. I listen to it. I say something once in a while. You know, I want to say something a few times, but I stay out of a lot of things.
I do the same.
People don't digest it
too good,
huh?
They tell me you can learn more by listening.
That's it.
So I take it that way.
I listen to, I'm on all these shows, right? And I will participate on all of them. But, you know, sometimes I just don't get on them because, like I said, you know, I'm not going to disrespect nobody. And I don't want nobody, you know, taking me out of my character or taking me somewhere where it's going to run my blood pressure up or make me mad and make me want to do some crazy stuff. And I know that can happen. So since I know that can happen, don't you participate in it. That's how I look at it. So I don't say nothing. I just sit back and listen. And each is to their own. Some people, you know, they can get along with that. Some can't. I ain't going to tell the next man what to do, but, I mean, me, myself, I mean, I'm not going to get involved in it.
That's right.
I'm going to set an example, but, you know, I ain't going to tell him what to do. That's his business.
No,
or her
can't.
Business.
That's right.
Yeah. And what's good for everybody else ain't good for me, so, you know.
Yeah,
but I'm on
man.
All these shows. I'm on all these shows. I'm a participant, and I like to debate. And I understand what these shows is really about. These shows are about debating, and there are also moments in there that it's going to be some frustration in there because it's racing. And people going, you know,
come
out there and going to get on this one, get on that one. There's a lot of tricks in it, a whole bunch of tricks. You got to learn all the tricks to the trade, and which you never will do that. You never will learn all the tricks to the trade, you know. There's too many of them. Every time you turn around, it's something new. That's why when you pull your money out of your pocket, you got to know where your money going at. You know?
Yeah.
You're dealing with people out here racing. You got to know who you're dealing with and how you're saying things. Watch the way you say things. Because that's where the tricks come at. It's just like anything else. That's why you go to school to learn. And them tricks, there's many of them. And people use what you say against you most times. So you got to be careful what you're saying. Don't say too much, just enough. Just like every time a race happens and something don't go right, if I listen at what they said, I can figure out just where it went wrong there, just like that, because I'm paying attention.
Yeah.
But everybody else don't got frustrated and they ain't paying attention, you know, and they're already, you know, all amped up on what they know that happened with, and they don't know nothing because they ain't paying attention and listening at enough to find out what's going on.
That's right. That's well, I definitely hope everybody have a very, very Merry Christmas. And I just came on for a little while to see how things hit. And I think me and you had a good time, and the people that stayed on and listened, I guess they kind of enjoyed the music and everything, too.
Sure.
Yeah, but I guess now it's about time to get ready to shut it down.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate it. I'm going to tell you, I'm one that appreciates you every week, every week. Oh, y'all.
Yes, sir, I appreciate that.
The four shows that I listen to them every week. I used to listen to a couple more of them, too, but I don't mess with them no more. And the reason I don't mess with them, because they cry too much. You know, I ain't calling them names, but a couple of them, you know, all they do is cry about thinking somebody doing something to them. And I used to tell them, can't nobody do no more than what you let them do to you. That's your show. Go ahead and run
That's
your
right.
show. And don't worry about, you know, the way somebody else think about you or whatever. But every week, the same thing. So I said, man, I'm going to get up out of here because you're going to wind up having me just like them. So I stopped even hitting the one button. Stop even listening to it. Yep. But, Eddie, we're going to be all right if you take care of yourself and don't worry about what nobody else doing. You worry about what Eddie doing. Can't nobody take nothing from you.
Yeah.
If this is what you want to do, have a
That's
show
right.
every Friday night, you keep on doing it. Can't nobody take nothing from you.
I'll depend on how I feel. I might do Wednesday.
Well, if you do, I'm going to listen. Okay. I'll be participating. I'll listen.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be there.
All right.
I definitely will be
All
there.
All right. Well,
if you got something you want
I'm
me to talk about, I'll talk about it too. I'll be there.
All right. I so appreciate it, I know. I'm going to play
Thank
this last selection. If you
well,
want
to do your thing, man.
I'm going to play
you
this.
Do your thing. Thank you.
I'm going to play this. All right. I'm going to play this last selection before we get ready to get up out of here, man.
All right, bud. Thank you.